This is Ozarks Large inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. With me is Haim Goodman-Strauss. How are you, Haim?
Hi, Kyle. I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. You've been gone a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
When you were here last, though, you left us with a puzzle that dealt with randomness and airplane seating.
Doesn't it feel that way, usually? So, right. So we have 100 passengers lined up, ready to get on the plane, and each passenger has a seat, an assigned seat. And the first guy is just nuts. He walks in, sits down randomly, screws the whole thing up.
He doesn't pay attention to his ticket whatsoever.
Right. I guess there's a 1 in 100 chance that he sits in the right seat. But so from then on, everybody that comes onto the plane, if their seat's available, they sit down. If it's not, they sit down randomly. And the question is, what is the probability that the last person on the plane gets his or her own correct seat?
And over the past few weeks, I've been thinking about this. I think that the odds would be pretty good that you'd get your seat.
Well, yeah. I mean, it might be vanishingly small, right? Because, I mean, all
the chaos and whatnot.
Right.
But the fact is, the second person on, 99 out of 100 chances, that passenger is going to get the right seat.
That's right.
And the next person is still a high. So you're going to have someone somewhere.
Well, it all balances out. Amazingly, it's 50-50.
That's what I thought.
Well, that's pretty good.
Okay. So there you go.
We're done. No, but let me explain why,
okay.
Can I?
Yes.
Okay. So there's 100 cases. We're not going to go through all 100.
Mm-hmm.
But the first case is that the crazy guy sits in his own seat.
Oh, and then?
And then it's done. And then the last case, which exactly balances that, is that he sits in the 100th seat.
Mm-hmm.
So those two, that's 50-50. Now,
right.
What about all the other cases? Well, every one of those other cases reduces to a simpler situation. And what's the simplest situation is that there's two seats.
Mm-hmm.
And there it's clearly 50-50. The crazy guy sits in the wrong seat or the right seat.
Right.
But what about, say, the case where he sits in seat 58, just
mm-hmm.
a big one? Well, if you think about it, so he sits in seat 58. The next passengers 2 through 57 are going to sit in the right seat.
Exactly. No one's going to alter until you get to the wrong seat.
Right. We said seat 57, right? He sits in seat 57?
He's 58, I think.
58. Okay.
Yeah.
So then now we're in a situation where there's a lot fewer passengers, and it's as if passenger number 58 is crazy.
Right.
Because he might sit in the first seat, which is sort of his seat now, so
mm-hmm.
to speak, and everything's fine. Or he'll just sit down. I mean, he sits down randomly. So now we have a smaller – it's as if we had now had a smaller plane with a lot fewer passengers.
Right.
And so in this way, it boils on down. Every other case eventually boils down to the case where there are just two seats. That's 50-50. All the cases are 50-50.
I like it.
Except the first and the last,
right,
which balance out.
Right.
That's cool, isn't it?
That's very cool.
And you always ask me, what's the general mathematical principle? Will you ask me that today?
I wasn't going to. I'm glad you brought that up. What's the general mathematical principle involved here?
It's called induction, mathematical induction, where you build up bigger cases from smaller ones. It's a very important principle.
Yeah, it is.
The one time you didn't ask.
Well, I did.
Okay.
I just had to be prompted. Did you have a good pie day? Yesterday was 3.14.
Well, you know, so actually I'm a little bit of a procrastinator, and I'm
right,
celebrating Route 10 Day instead. Today, 316, 316 is Route 10. So Route 10 is for only people that are too lame to remember to celebrate Pi Day.
So today, 316 is the square root of 10?
Approximately.
So somewhere there's a root 10 they should be celebrating.
Right.
We'll have to look that up. That could be a great festival, the Route 10 Festival, wherever there's a Route 10.
Right. I see. You mean like a highway 10?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Speaking of anniversaries and numbers.
Oh, right. So we mentioned that this is Alan Turing's centenary,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to mention that in Nature – the great science journal Nature, a couple of weeks ago, there was a special issue. It had a wonderful set of essays about all of his contributions to biology and mathematics and physics and the theory of computation and all of that. And so for those listeners that have a chance, check it out. It's really great.
And it's in Nature.
Right. His actual birthday is on June 23rd. So, of course, we'll be doing plenty closer to that time.
One of the most important mathematicians of the last century.
Absolutely. Great. And not just that. I mean, he made contributions all over the
place.
To
freedom. You could, right? Because he helped break the Nazi code.
And, right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. I've diverted your attention enough. How about a puzzle?
How about a quiz?
How about a quiz?
There are blank twos in this sentence.
Okay.
So we have to fill in the blank so that that's a true sentence. That's true.
So the quiz is there are blank.
Well, this is a start. This is a starter.
Oh, okay. There are blank twos in the sentence. Okay, I see. Because you can't say zero because then you couldn't have the sentence because you've said two.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say one
Well, you could kind of. I mean, we have to kind of get around the plural issue.
Oh, okay.
So we could say the number of twos in the sentence is blank.
Is
but
one.
That's a little awkward.
So then you could say there is one two in the sentence.
But there's another solution.
And that is?
There are two twos in the sentence.
Because you would now be saying two.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a little more satisfying because, you know, if we had there's one two in the sentence and there are blank ones in the sentence, you know, then we have sort of a roundabout thing. So here's the quiz.
Okay.
The first version of the quiz.
Okay.
It's a little more complicated. We'll put it on the write
website.
It down just to make sure.
Okay.
mathfactor.uarc.edu. But there are blank ones in this sentence. Or really, maybe because of plural, the number of ones in this sentence is blank. I'm not going to worry about that.
Right.
There are blank twos in a sentence. There are blank threes in a sentence. And there are blank fours in a sentence.
And it's not all the same answer.
And there's actually two answers to that one.
To the four?
Well, you fill that in. It could be 1133.
There are two. Ooh, one's a little bit difficult, right? Because you can't say there's one in the sentence because then there's two. But if you said there are two ones in the sentence,
you chase
then there's
it all
just
around.
One.
And then here's the meta, the bigger puzzle.
Oh, okay.
Is that, in fact, if you can extend this, obviously.
Right.
And, in fact, once you get past a certain point, there's a way to do this. There is a solution that'll work.
No matter the number.
Right. Or a kind of a family of solutions. So it's a little fun puzzle.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So when you come back next time, you're going to tell us what that meta solution is.
Right. And it actually even has a connection to Turing, kind of.
Well, there you go.
So
thank you, Han.
Thank you.